Blowjob techniques. Now that we've gotten through the boring stuff, it's time to learn some blowjob techniques. In this chapter, I will cover every single blowjob technique that you will ever need. This means that there are a lot of blowjob techniques that we will be covering. Warning, don't try to memorize every single technique today. Your head will literally explode with information. Instead, try two or three techniques that seem interesting to you. If you and your man like them, keep them. Then try adding another blowjob technique on top of each one you master. Within a few months, you will quickly have a massive library of different BJ techniques that you can pull out of the bag whenever you want to. We're going to start off with the easier and more straightforward blowjob techniques before getting to the really good stuff. Kissing. Kissing is a very easy blowjob technique that you can use. It also works great at prolonging the length of a blowjob. A great time to start kissing his penis is at the very start of the blowjob. All you simply need to do is massage his penis with your lips. Use the exact same technique that we'd use when you were regularly kissing him on the lips. Try kissing his shaft with longer kisses and then alternating while kissing the head of his penis with softer, quicker kisses. You can use your lips to squeeze his penis or just to kiss it very softly. Pro tip. To really maximize his pleasure, try looking into his eyes as you are kissing his penis. Sometimes you may feel nervous doing this, but trust me, it's a really powerful technique to use on your man. Licking. A natural progression from kissing your man's penis is licking it. Just remember that you don't want your tongue to feel too rough on his penis though. To prevent your tongue from feeling too rough, you just simply need to use more saliva. If you have trouble producing saliva, then try chewing some gum right before you go down on him. Many girls that have given me blowjobs lick my penis like they were licking an ice cream cone. But there are more ways for you to lick his penis besides just licking it like an ice cream cone. Try these licking techniques. The long lick. Try pushing his penis towards the stomach so that you can expose the underside of it. You should see a ridge in the middle of the underside of his shaft, running from his testicles to the head of his penis. This is called the corpus spongiosum, but to make it easier, let's just call it the ridge. Try slowly licking the ridge from the base of his testicles all the way along his shaft to the head of his penis. Not many girls know about this ridge. It is one of the more sensitive parts of your man's shaft. Flick it. The head of your man's penis contains the highest concentration of nerve endings, which means that it's by far the most sensitive and pleasurable area of his penis. A great way to stimulate it with licking is to gently flick it with your tongue. You can flick your tongue up and down it, or instead you can try flicking it side to side or a combination of both. Just remember that when I say gentle or soft flicking, I mean very gentle and very soft. It is the most sensitive part of his penis after all. Whirl and twirl. The whirl and twirl again involves you concentrating on the head of his penis. With the whirl and twirl, you simply need to use your tongue to massage the head of his penis in a circular motion. In other words, you just need to move your tongue in a circle around the head of his penis. You can try four different variations of this. 1. You can continuously move your tongue around in the same direction. 2. Or you can alternate direction continuously. 3. You can use the tip of your tongue to apply a lot of pressure to a small area of the head of his penis. 4. You can spread your tongue over practically the entire head of his penis. Licking the shaft. Three previous techniques should form the main part of any licking that you do. However, you can always lick the shaft to add in some variation to your licking efforts. This is similar to the long lick, although when you are licking the rest of the shaft, you will tend not to lick it in such long strokes. The washing machine. The washing machine is a favourite of mine. It just feels fantastic. On top of feeling great, it's really easy for girls to perform. To perform the washing machine, you need to take the head of his penis into your mouth. Then wrap your lips around his penis just below the head. So you should only have the top 1 or 2 inches of his penis in your mouth. You are not going to be moving the penis into and out of your mouth. Instead, it'll stay where it is. You'll be using your tongue to massage the head. You can try using a variation of flick it or whirl and twirl described above. The great thing about the washing machine is that you don't have to take his penis fully into your mouth. You'll also find that the saliva naturally collects around his penis and acts as a lubricant thanks to the fact that your lips are acting as a seal, keeping it inside your mouth. The classic. I call this the classic because it's what most girls try doing first when they're learning how to give a blowjob. or at least a variation of it. The classic is a simple in and out motion where you take your man's penis into your mouth and wrap your lips around it. To perform this properly, you need lots of saliva. All you need to do is keep your mouth open and slide his penis in and out of your mouth. Just make sure that you are very careful not to use your teeth at all. They hurt. There are also some really important things that you must do in order to make the classic far, far better. Use your tongue. Sliding his penis into and out of your mouth will feel good for your man, but it will feel 10 times better for him if you also use your tongue while you do it. You should use some of the tongue techniques that I've described already, like flick it and the twirl and whirl. Not too far down. Getting a nice smooth blowjob feels great. However, there is nothing more off-putting than a girl that is coughing, choking, or gagging. The main reason this happens is because you took his penis too far into your mouth and it started to tickle the back of your throat, stimulating the gag reflex. If you have a sensitive gag reflex, then you need to be really careful here. Only take 1 to 2.5 inches of his penis into your mouth. Anything more and you risk gagging and turning your man off. I cover how to stop the gag reflex in the Deep Throat, The Easy Way book. Sucking his dick. Some girls get a little confused with this one. Sucking his dick is just sucking on his penis. And just to be clear, because I've gotten many questions from confused people about it, sucking his dick does not actually suck the cum from his testicles. To suck your man's penis properly, you need to wrap your lips around his shaft to form a seal and start sucking. This will cause a slight vacuum in your mouth. The suction causes your mouth to close in around his penis. This makes your cheeks and tongue rub against his shaft. In turn, this means that you are now stimulating far more of his penis than usual. This is why men like to have their dicks sucked. Next level suction. To really utilize this technique, you need to move your head up and down his penis, taking it deeper and then almost out, while maintaining suction the whole time. This feels really fantastic for him. Blowing his dick. Blowing his dick is a great technique to use alongside sucking his dick. It's like yin and yang. Blowing his dick is super easy. All you need to do is just take his penis out of your mouth completely. Then just purse your lips together and literally start blowing on his penis as if you were blowing out a candle. This makes for a nice cooling feeling on your man's penis. This cool feeling is again a great sensation for your man. More importantly, it gives your mouth and jaw a rest. Blowing his dick is the perfect technique to use midway through giving your man a blowjob. I like to call it a bridge because it can act like a bridge between two different blowjob techniques. Getting tooty. When giving your man a blowjob, you may find that your teeth are getting in the way. This can be as a result of you having a small mouth or your man having a large penis, or maybe a combination of both. Your teeth rubbing up against his penis can be incredibly uncomfortable for your man. Even the slightest pressure can be very painful for him. So the obvious lesson here is to avoid using your teeth, unless it's something that your man is particularly fond of. The easiest way to combat this is just wrap your lips over your teeth as you are giving him a blowjob. This may feel a little weird for you, but trust me, it feels way, way better for your man. When teeth are a good idea, listen with caution. The only time that using your teeth is a good thing is when you are teasing your man. While you are kissing or licking his penis at the start of a blowjob, from time to time you can give him a very little, very gentle nibble to give him a slightly different sensation. But only try this once or twice and make sure to check with him to see if he likes it. A nibble should only last about a second or two. The one other time that using your teeth on your man is a good idea is if he's a masochist and has a pain fetish or likes cock and ball torture, which is something a little different and something that this book is not about. That's it for the introductory blowjob techniques. You'll notice that all of these techniques involve your mouth and its penis. The next chapter on advanced blowjob techniques will focus more on using your hand and mouth during a blowjob, along with concentrating on other areas such as his testicles, perineum, and more. Finer details on blowjob techniques. 1. What is the best number one technique that works every single time, Sean? My advice. The simple answer is it all depends. On you and on your man. When giving your man a blowjob, there is no magic bullet. There is no perfect work every single time technique. Some blowjob techniques work amazingly well on some men, while some don't work so well on other men. The key to finding out what works best in your man is to test the blowjob techniques out and see for yourself. 2. Some of the blowjob techniques that you've described seem complicated. What if I don't do them exactly right? My advice. I've described each of the blowjob techniques in this chapter in quite a lot of detail, so that they are clear. This means that a few of these descriptions may make them appear to be complicated to some people. In real life, you do not have to follow the descriptions word for word at all for them to work and for your man to enjoy them. So do not worry at all if you don't do each blowjob technique perfectly as I've described. Think about it for a second. 3. But will my man be annoyed if I don't do each technique exactly as it is described in the book? My advice, heck no, he's going to be happy that he's getting a blowjob. 4. I have very little experience giving my man a blowjob. What can I do to improve? My advice, like I said in the introduction at the start of the book, the simple answer is practice. The more you practice, the better you will get. If you have never given a blowjob before, then you may feel like practicing on a peeled banana or dildo a few times before actually doing it on your man.